Para Rutas Alternas tenemos el gusto de conversar con Jay Wolf, quien recientemente visitó nuestro país y está a punto de lanzar el disco The Cure to Loneliness. Hola, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
Everything great. Where are you right now?
Right now I'm in New Orleans in Louisiana, America. We're just rehearsing for the tour. Tour starts in 2 weeks. We're really excited. The show's looking really great.
You recently visit Mexico, right?
Yes, for Sundara.
Yes, how was your experience in Sundara Festival?
It was great. You know, it was a really well-run festival. We got to hang out for a little bit. We went to Tulum. We got to explore a little bit and check out the ruins. Really, really great time. Amazing food. Everyone was really friendly. I really enjoyed it a lot.
And you made a video with a recap of that show, right?
Yes, we did.
It was very cool, a lot of vibe, great pool, great weather.
Yeah, it was such a great time, and it's like a little vacation, you know. It was just good to be down in Mexico, get some sun, very cold in New York, so yeah, it was a good time.
And when you DJ, how do you prepare your set? You have a playlist that you think for a presentation, or you play a song just with the party?
Well, you know, now we don't DJ anymore. We perform the songs, so it's all my own songs, my own remixes.
Ah, cool.
And yeah, we have like a live set now, so it's pretty exciting. We did that for the first time at Sundara, so you know I'm excited to play just my music at these upcoming shows.
And how do you make a remix? What do you want to do with the song that belongs to another people to make your own?
So that's a good question. You know, I like to pretend that I like to pretend that I'm the person who made the song. So I don't think about like, oh, I need to make this really heavy or like a crazy dance remix. I just pretend like, all right, if I wrote this song, how would it sound like? So I just try to think of it like that. And that's how I approach remixing other artists.
And how do you choose the song? Do you talk with the artist or do you just hear the song and decide to make the remix?
Sometimes we get asked to do remixes, but for me to agree to do it, I have to really enjoy the song originally, and I also have to feel inspired by it. But I love remixing anything with female vocals. That's kind of like my preferred type of remixes. I just have to really resonate with the song.
And there's also a lot of great female singers to make that kind of songs that have a lot of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you meet these girls? Do you talk with them?
Oh, yeah. Usually, now, you know, we try to get permission from the artists, so we try not to bootleg too much anymore. But, yeah, usually we talk to the artists and see if they like it. And if they like it, then it gets, like, an official release.
Great, Jay. And what can you tell us, Jay, about your next album, The Cure of Loneliness? Is there a cure, really?
Well, you know, there's the whole idea is that it can be many different things. I think the album itself represents music being a cure to loneliness. So it's just basically almost like a diary of my life for the past 2 years and the things that I've gone through, and sort of in a storytelling format, exploring loneliness and how to accept it, how to deal with it. And hoping that someone out there or people out there can really feel what I'm trying to say and connect to it. And I think it's just, at the end of the day, an album about a very common feeling, which is feeling lonely. And I hope that people really can relate to that.
And the loneliness is a tricky thing because you can enjoy it a lot or hate it a lot. When we listen your album, what can we expect about the loneliness?
Well, you know, I think it's up to the listener's interpretation, but, you know, it does explore the good parts and then explores the sad parts, and that's the balance of life, and I think that the album kind of floats between the two ideas of that, of accepting and being okay with loneliness, but also, like, sometimes it's very sad and doesn't feel very good, you know? So.
Yes. And, Jay, when will you release the album?
It's coming out next week. So April 5th on Friday, comes out everywhere worldwide. I'm very excited for people to finally hear it. I worked on it for 2 years, so it's a long time coming.
And with what label do you release the album?
It's Mom and Pop, their American-based label. And then I think we have some global partners, but I'm unsure of all the names. But Mom and Pop is the American label for us.
Yes, it's a great label. Have a lot of very good artists.
Yeah, they do Flume, and they do a lot of cool bands, and I love working with them. They allow me to be as creative, have as much creative freedom as possible.
Great, that's everything for an artist, right? The freedom, the creative freedom.
Yeah, I mean, that's the number one most important thing, and that they seem to value that the most. So that's why we. Released through them.
Well, Jay, any plans to return to Mexico soon?
You know what? I think we do. I'm not sure if I can announce anything, but I think we will come at least one more time before the year ends. You know, we did Corona Capital last year, and it was so much fun.
Great festival, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so good. And we did Hello Fest a couple, like 3 years ago, and both those festivals, such a warm welcome from all the kids in Mexico. So I can't wait to be back. You know, a lot of great fans out there.
Well, we will follow your social media to have news and to stay tuned if you visit Mexico. Can you tell us your Twitter or Instagram account?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. It's J Wolf with an X at the end. So J Wolf X. That's Twitter, and it's Instagram.
Great, Jay. Looking forward to see you again in Mexico, and looking forward to listen The Cure to Loneliness.
Me too. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.